This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's U.S. representatives voted along party lines as Republicans passed their reconciliation bill. All the state's Republicans voted to pass the bill. Democrats voted against it. Democrat Jason Crow says the bill's changes to Medicaid will take health care away from hundreds of thousands of Coloradans.
You know, this is a terrible pill, and a lot of people are going to suffer as a result of it, which is why I voted no, and we're going to continue to resist efforts for them to attack the middle class.
Colorado Republicans praised the bill, which they say will provide tax relief to the middle class and boost national security. The bill now heads to the Senate. Governor Polis is warning about what he calls the disastrous impact of Republican cuts to health programs for low-income Coloradans and children. CPR's John Daly has more.
Polis joined Democratic governors from Kansas, New Mexico, and Michigan on a call with reporters. Majority Republicans are working on a budget bill that could cost 14 million Americans their health coverage via Medicaid and SNAP. Polis says costs for all health consumers would go up.
There's not money there at the state level. They're basically asking states to do their dirty work for them and terminate people from their health care coverage if they cut federal funding.
Republicans say they're looking to stop waste, fraud, and abuse and have accused Democrats of fear-mongering. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Millions of northbound migratory birds pass through the Pikes Peak region this time of year. Asa Gartrell reports for KRCC. The Pikes Peak Birding and Nature Festival celebrates the feathery seasonal visitors.
Hundreds of birders across Teller and El Paso counties grabbed their binoculars for 4 days of avian adventures last week. Pikes Peak Birding and Nature Festival Chair Jessica Miller says now is the perfect time to look for birds.
Just as much as our life is here, part of their life is here, and that's really special to maybe imagine that that's the same red-winged blackbird that I saw last year.
Southern Colorado's prairies and wetlands are choice stops for birds traveling a migration route from southern Mexico to far North America. Asa Gartrell, KRCC News.
And this is Morning Edition on CPR News.